Good game Thursday night football, where Josh Jacobs scored on an 18-yard run with just over a minute to go, and the Oakland Raiders defeating the Los Angeles Chargers 26-24. The Raiders are now 5-4 on the season. The Chargers fall to 4-6. Basketball, Boston beat Charlotte 108-87. San Antonio downs Oklahoma City 121-112. Miami picked up a 124-108 win over Phoenix, and the Los Angeles Clippers beat Portland 107-101, but the NBA fines the Clippers $50,000 for comments made by coach Doc Rivers. They said it was inconsistent with Kawhi Leonard's health. Leonard sat out the first half of a back-to-back doubleheader for the second time this season Wednesday night when the Clippers lost to Milwaukee. He played last night. But Rivers was asked several questions before the game about Kawhi Leonard and his health, and the coach told the media that Leonard feels great and there's no reason to be concerned about his health. Los Angeles Angels outfielder Mike Trout, receiving his 7th Silver Slugger Award, hit .291 with 45 home runs, 104 RBIs this past season. First-time winners include Minnesota's catcher Mitch Garver. Other return winners include Milwaukee's Christian Yelich and Twins designated hitter Nelson Cruz. Georgia-Ohio State will play football, but it's still down the road, 2030 and 2031. It's a home-and-home matchup. Now, Georgia, they have scheduled future home-and-home series with Oklahoma, UCLA, Florida State, Texas, and Clemson. Ohio State, they have future home-and-home series with Oregon, Notre Dame, Washington, Texas, and Boston College. Former Newton Cardinal Garrett Sturts had 14 points, and that led Drake to an 86-55 win over Kennesaw State last night at the Knapp Center. Sturts was 6 of 6 from the field, hit both of his shots outside the arc, and finished with 14. DJ Wilkins led the Bulldogs with 19. And Connor Golson, the former Cardinal, he had 2 points. Drake is on the road to Cincinnati Monday night. Basketball set for tonight, Southern Illinois Edwardsville will be at Iowa. That'll be an 8 o'clock start on the Big Ten Network. Women's basketball, where Ashley Jones scored the first 10 points for Iowa State. She finishes with 23. The Cyclones roll to an easy 69-36 win over Southern. They will be at Drake on Sunday. The Iowa women, Kathleen Doyle, 15 points. The Hawkeyes, 31 of 40 from the free throw line. They beat Florida Atlantic 85-53. Last night, women's basketball, South Dakota State and Drake Friday night with a 6 o'clock start. And Becca Hintner of Drake and her teammate Sarah Ryan both have been named on the Wade Watch List. It's announced the 2020 Wade Trophy that's given to the best player in college women's basketball. Playoff football set for Friday night. Waukee will be at West Des Moines Valley. Dowling and Ankeny, 3A. Pella is the guest of Solon. Norwalk will be at Sergeant Bluff Luton. And Dallas Center Grimes at Council Bluffs Lewis Central. Now in 2A, PCM will be at Odeboat Arthur. Battle Creek, Ida Grove. That's in Ida Grove. 7 o'clock is game time. It's on FM 95.9 KCOB. Williamsburg is at Clear Lake. And the 8-player schedule finds HLV, Turkey Valley. All the games on Friday night start at 7 o'clock. And the Little Hawkeye Conference All-Conference Volleyball team is out, and Kate Callahan of Newton, a junior, is on that first team. She's joined by Bailey Van Voorst of Pella and Molly Bolt of Pella Christian. On second team, you've got Anna Vanderwall of Pella, Anna Van Zee of Pella Christian, and Daisy Harris of Grinnell. Honorable mention from Newton includes Maddie Amos and Meg Callahan. And the state swimming meet gets underway. And for the Newton Colfax Mingo Pella Aqua Girls, they will compete on Saturday. And qualifying for state is Hannah Netter in the 100 butterfly, the 200 medley relay, the 200 freestyle relay, and the 400 freestyle relay, competing in Marshalltown at the YMCA.